BBC News with Jim Lee. President Trump has said he's cancelling his predecessor Barack Obama's agreement with the Cuban government, 2 years after relations between the countries were restored. At a ceremony in Miami, Mr. Trump described the deal as completely one-sided. Despite the tougher stance, he's not reversing key diplomatic and commercial ties and won't close the American embassy in Havana. A jury in the U.S. state of Minnesota has acquitted the police officer who fatally shot an African-American man after pulling him over for an alleged traffic offense. The shooting last year became instant international news because Philando Castile's girlfriend, who was beside him in the car, live-streamed his dying moments on Facebook. An Israeli border policewoman has been killed in a stabbing and gun attack outside the old city of Jerusalem. Her attacker was shot dead, as were two other assailants who had opened fire at a group of officers nearby. Police say all three attackers were Palestinians. Tributes have been pouring in for the former German Chancellor Helmut Kohl, the father of German reunification, who's died at the age of 87. His 16 years in office made him the longest-serving German Chancellor of the 20th century. A U.S. Navy destroyer has collided with a Philippine container ship off the east coast of Japan. The Navy says the USS Fitzgerald is now heading for the nearby port of Yokosuka under its own power. The Japanese Coast Guard is at the scene. There are reports of some injuries. No details have been released about the container ship. Hundreds of protesters, angry at the official response to the West London Tower block fire, have marched on the residence of the British Prime Minister Theresa May, calling on her to resign. She had earlier announced an emergency fund of more than $6 million for food and clothing. The online retail giant Amazon is buying the organic grocery chain Whole Foods in a deal worth $13.7 billion. Whole Foods has more than 450 stores in the US, Canada and Britain. BBC News.